When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. JonBenet Ramsey, America's enduring child mystery. Whispers from the Dark. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we plunge into one of the most infamous and heart-wrenching cases in American history. A story that shook a nation and continues, nearly three decades later, to grip the imagination with its chilling blend of innocence lost and an enduring, frustrating enigma. We journey to Boulder, Colorado, to a Christmas morning shattered by the unimaginable. This is the tragic and deeply unsettling story of JonBenet Ramsey, the six-year-old beauty queen, and her unsolved murder. On December 25th, 1996, the Ramsey household, nestled in the affluent community of Boulder, was undoubtedly filled with the warmth and joy of Christmas. JonBenet, a child of remarkable beauty and poise, had spent the day celebrating with her parents, John and Patsy Ramsey, and her nine-year-old brother, Burke. John Ramsey was a successful businessman, CEO of Access Graphics, and Patsy was a former beauty queen herself, a vivacious woman who had meticulously cultivated JonBenet's burgeoning career in child pageants. JonBenet was, by all accounts, a vibrant, happy child, her life seemingly a fairy tale of sparkly dresses, crowns, and doting parents. Yet, behind the polished facade of their prosperous lives, a darkness was about to descend that would irrevocably alter their world and mystify the nation. The early hours of December 26th began not with the usual Boxing Day festivities, but with a terrifying scream. At approximately 5:52 a.m., Patsy Ramsey called 911 in a state of utter hysteria. She reported that her daughter, JonBenet, was missing and that a ransom note had been found on their kitchen staircase. This note, a chillingly bizarre document, was perhaps the first truly perplexing detail in a case that would become defined by them. It was extraordinarily long, nearly three pages, written in a distinctive, formal tone, demanding $118,000, the precise amount of John Ramsey's recent bonus, and explicitly threatening dismemberment if police or friends were contacted. The language was flowery, almost theatrical, full of capital letters and exclamation points. When the Boulder Police Department arrived at the Ramsey home, what followed was a series of critical missteps that would forever taint the investigation. In 1996, crime scene preservation was not as stringent or understood as it is today, especially in initial missing person calls. The police, accustomed to kidnapping cases ending quickly, did not immediately secure the entire house as a potential crime scene. Friends and family were allowed to come and go, inadvertently contaminating potential evidence. This initial lapse would later become a major point of contention and frustration for investigators and analysts. Hours passed. The ransom note instructed John Ramsey not to leave the house, awaiting a phone call. The call never came. As the morning wore on, a detective suggested to John that he should conduct a thorough search of the house from top to bottom to see if anything was amiss. It was during this seemingly routine search in the vast, labyrinthine basement of their sprawling home that John Ramsey made the horrific discovery that would forever be etched into public memory. Hidden beneath a white blanket, tucked away in a wine cellar room, was the lifeless body of his six-year-old daughter. JonBenet was found with duct tape over her mouth, her wrists bound above her head, and a cord tied around her neck, attached to a broken paintbrush handle in what appeared to be a makeshift garrote. The autopsy revealed the brutal truth. She had died from both strangulation and a severe skull fracture caused by a blow to the head. There was also evidence of sexual assault. The horrific nature of the crime, against an innocent child on Christmas morning, ignited a media firestorm that rapidly consumed the nation. From the outset, the focus of the investigation, publicly and often privately, fell heavily on the Ramsay family. John and Patsy, with their seemingly perfect, affluent lives and their daughter's pageant fame, became immediate subjects of intense scrutiny. Their initial refusal to cooperate fully with the police, hiring high-profile defense attorneys, and their tearful, somewhat theatrical media appearances only fueled public suspicion. Many immediately gravitated to the family involvement theory, the idea that one of the Ramsays, perhaps Patsy, had accidentally killed JonBenet and then staged the scene to look like a kidnapping gone wrong. Burke, the older brother, also came under intense, though largely unsubstantiated suspicion due to his presence in the house. However, a competing theory, the intruder theory, steadfastly championed by the Ramsays and their defense team, argued that a foreign assailant had broken into the house, committed the heinous crime, and then escaped. This theory pointed to several perplexing elements at the crime scene. There was no sign of forced entry into the main part of the house, yet a broken basement window was discovered, along with a suitcase placed beneath it, potentially for entry or exit. A large flashlight was found on the kitchen counter, and it was speculated to be the instrument used in the head blow. And then there was the garrote, the cord, and the paintbrush, all seemingly improvised from items within the house. Furthermore, a bowl of pineapple was found on the kitchen table, which JonBenet had reportedly eaten shortly before her death, leading some to believe she was awake during the night. The ransom note itself became a central piece of the puzzle and a source of endless debate. Its unusual length, the paper and pen found within the Ramsay home, and particularly its unique phrasing, some suggesting it echoed lines from movies or even one of Patsy's old play scripts, led many to believe Patsy Ramsay was the author. However, forensic handwriting analysis yielded inconclusive results, neither definitively confirming nor ruling out Patsy. The note's bizarre specificity, the "no tell anyone" warning, and the staged nature of the scene seemed to point away from a professional kidnapper. As years turned into decades, the investigation saw numerous shifts and turns. A grand jury was convened in 1999, but it returned no indictments, a decision that further intensified public frustration. In 2008, significant developments emerged when the Boulder District Attorney's Office, under Mary Lacey, publicly exonerated the Ramsay family, including Burke, based on new DNA evidence. Unidentified DNA found on JonBenet's underwear and pajama bottoms was linked to an unknown male, supporting the intruder theory. However, critics argued this DNA could have been a composite or trace evidence, and the case remained stubbornly open. Patsy Ramsay died of ovarian cancer in 2006, never seeing her daughter's killer brought to justice, and forever shadowed by public suspicion. John Ramsay and Burke have consistently maintained their innocence, living under the permanent cloud of the accusations. The JonBenet Ramsay murder remains one of America's most captivating and frustrating unsolved mysteries. It's a case where the media played an unprecedented role, sensationalizing every detail and fueling public speculation. It exposed the flaws in early crime scene management and highlighted the enduring challenge of solving cases with ambiguous evidence. The beautiful child in the pageant dress became a symbol of vulnerability, a victim of a crime so shocking it felt like a violation of the American dream itself. Even now, the questions haunt us. Who was the intruder? Or if not an intruder, what truly happened in that house? The DNA evidence, the ransom note, the conflicting timelines, the family's actions, and the sheer horror of the crime itself all combine to create a tapestry of ambiguity that defies easy answers. JonBenet Ramsey's ghost, it seems, still whispers through the shadows of Boulder, demanding the justice that has, for so long, eluded her. Thank you for joining me tonight on Whispers from the Dark. Until next time, remember, some stories are best left uninvestigated. Or perhaps, they're the very ones that demand our attention the most. Good night, and sleep tight, if you can.